Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up, it sucks pretty bad right now. Hey, if you know the words, sing along! You're gonna have to mow the lawn, do the dishes, make your bed. You're
from the heart of Broadway here in the historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where I feel like I've been saying that for almost 4 years now.
Coincidentally.
Actually, it's been over 4 years now.
Has it?
Yeah. Because our fourth year anniversary was WrestleMania.
No, sure.
That's because I just had a notification on my phone about doing window art a few days ago, 4 years ago, and you had the podcast started before that, so.
Did we?
Yes.
Yes, because she joined in late, kind of.
Well, I mean, I remember she joined in late, but I didn't realize that she was doing window art whenever we had started it, or before or after we had started it. I thought that was beforehand.
Because she did the window art after Herd and Jordan broke up.
Yes.
And we started the podcast when they were dating.
Did we?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'll take your word for
it. Okay, I found a good one. There's only 10 of them, but I found a good one.
It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight on this gorgeous, stunning Thursday.
I don't why. Why is it? Well, I'm
shrugging.
The weather's actually been pretty nice all week.
Like, I haven't been outside today other than to come to work. So, my name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, as always, except when I'm not. Down at the end of the table, Jesse, the man, Kimball.
The host when he's not.
Yes. Next to Jesse Kimball, to my right, the longest running official secondary member of the podcast, Lindsay Wolfgang.
That was a mouthful.
Well, because you're not the longest running, because that would be
me.
I know. And Jesse didn't join in officially, like, as a part of the group until Penn and Nerd joined up. But you were on so many shows, might as well
I was
so.
On several of the PZ85 shows before Penn and Nerd became Nerd Up.
And then the baby nerd, Allie Hebert.
Hi.
The baby nerd.
The baby
so
nerd.
So is she a young nerd or is she a nerd about babies?
Huh. How much do you know about babies, Allie?
They're fragile.
Yeah.
In many ways.
I also hear they are made of rubber.
Babies?
Yeah. Just bounce them. So bounce, that's where it comes
please
from,
don't
a bouncing
do that
baby
to
boy.
A baby.
Well, thankfully, The Onion has a. I saw a video on there about a product that you can put your baby in and just throw it, stab it, whatever you want to do.
Scream
and
at it.
Yeah, and it's got.
Shake it.
It's got clowns painted on the inside. So the whole time, the baby's just thinking about clowns. Oh. And it's on a gyroscope, so it never like turns upside down. It's always in that position, no matter where you hit it. It's a giant rubber ball. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for first-time mothers, is what I've heard. So I had something I wanted to mention here at the top of the show, and I legitimately don't remember what it was, but it was vaguely important, and now it's gone.
Did it have something to do with Mueller?
I mean, yes, we'll get there.
I just assume that's what you wanted to start with.
Well, there's a couple things I wanted to talk about. First off, I want to remind you guys to head over to cockyboys.com.
Why? Stop!
So lovable you can bring them home to your family, which is also our slogan. We share a slogan. We're going to get the Cocky Boys
As a sponsor. Oh, speaking of sponsors, I forgot to call out Press Start to Join on Sunday. And by forgot to, I mean Marvel Phase 4. And on Sunday, I mean Monday. But Marvel Phase 4 ran a little longer.
What is going on here?
Listen. Monday night, whenever we were doing Nerd Up, we did a Marvel Phase 4.
Phase 4. Yeah, okay. There you go.
So we didn't have any time to do anything else. So I actually realized, and Josh messaged me about it, because he was angry that I didn't give them the shout out for Press Start to Join, but because he had more information for the next time. But he did.
If it makes you feel better, didn't we kiss their ass all over the show last night randomly on PW? Because Asa was talking about doing other podcasts and how he kind of wants to branch out and be on other shows and have other people come on our show.
Yeah.
So we mentioned Press Start to Join quite a bit. I know it's a wrestling show, but we did kiss their ass a lot.
Well, that's good. But I'm gonna hit Josh's thing real quick.
Go ahead.
If you guys don't listen to the Monday show, they're the sponsor for the video game segment of the show. You can find all of the content at ps2jshow.com, including what Shannon was talking about. The last month, the five-star man, Asa Gray, was on an episode, which, from what I understand, was the most listened to episode of Press Start to Join. So that's really
son
cool.
Son of a bitch. That makes me mad.
Why?
Is this going to make Asa so goddamn arrogant?
So anyway, they also do on the last Wednesday of every month is a history of gaming.
Yes, my favorite part.
Yep. And then this month, it's going to be about Sega. So, Cody, this one seems to be right up your alley.
Well, they said this was for Cody specifically. He got the shout out on this one.
And then they're doing on their Patreon, it's going to be free, a deeper dive into Sega from conception in 1940 up to 1984. And then the regular episode is going to take place right after that. So
that sounds like a good show.
It's going to be a cool show. And then, yeah, like you can check out their Patreon. Like they'll have that content on their Patreon for free.
So you're saying that people could right now turn over to PressStartToJoin.com, PS2J.com, and listen to them instead?
What? No. After this, you go to PS2JShow.com.
Well, I want to mention that tonight's show is brought to you by those lovable characters, Crimbit. And Alan, Big Pigly, Fongy.
I saw these on Reddit today.
And a mammal.
Mammal and elbow.
Mammal and elbow.
Yeah.
My favorite part of elbow, it says, we are good friend.
Uh-huh.
It says it's child safe, but safe is in quotations. like they don't actually believe it. Also, is anybody else's internet sucking? Because, like, the Wi-Fi right now is unbearable. I can't load anything.
I mean, it's not doing great, but it's not completely awful.
I feel like I blew my load on the Cocky Boys website earlier, and now I can't. Oh, that's a terrible way to say it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'm just going to battle some Team Rocket over here as a
Are
member
they back?
Of Team Rocket.
Yeah.
I kicked that son of a bitch's ass earlier and kicked him out of
Mine
the spot.
Mine has poison type, so I gotta redo my team.
I don't know. I got Bulbasaur.
So they had grass.
He had two Bulbasaurs and an Ivysaur. So it gave me my recommended Pokemon, right?
Uh-huh.
Two of them were water types.
Oh, yeah. The recommended Pokemon, from my understanding, are just your three highest CP
level,
Pokemon.
Yeah, usually.
Which was dumb because like my first Pokemon got his ass kicked. I did beat him on the second and third one. And then I kicked him out, and I thought that son of a bitch would learn his lesson. He's saying he's back.
Yeah, well, it's a different one.
Piece of shit. Those sons of bitches been running around like they own the goddamn place.
Yeah, this one gave me a Zubat, a Golbat,
and
now a Crobat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kicked my butt the first time because I wasn't paying attention, and I just went in without changing my types.
You have a bad type.
Maybe.
Oh, I know. So what I wanted to say at the beginning of the show is I wanted to give a shout out to a YouTube fan named Narwhal.
Narwhal Music.
He may or may not be an actual person. He may be a bot. We're not entirely sure. So, Narwhal, if you're listening to this.
And you're not a bot.
Hit us up on one of our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, various. I think mine is PZ85's Mr. 100. You can find us on Instagram. I think it's the same. You can find us on Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Or you can email us literally anything at Podzilla1985.com. And we'll get it. And we'll know that you're for reals. And you're not just playing games with my heart. My heart. What's wrong, Lindsay?
I just had an error that said invalid Go Rocket update.
Yeah, Team Rocket. That's what they do.
But I was in the middle of, I guess it ran away because he's a jerk.
He's right there. So what Jesse alluded to earlier was Robert Mueller. Is Shannon going to talk about Robert Mueller tonight? Let's roll the dice. Yep.
The answer is yes.
So what a waste of time that was, by the way. Robert Mueller testified I think he testified twice the other day. They were grilling him about his report, the big report that was finally going to put the nail in Donald Trump's coffin. And what did Bob Mueller do? He literally just repeated everything he said in the report, and he deflected over 200 questions that he refused to answer or just pointed them to the report. Literally nothing was gained from this. So depending on which website you went to, of course, CNN was talking about how damaging this was for Trump, and this was it. This was the one that's going to get him. Fox News was declaring it a total disaster, and Republicans saying that Trump had won and that it was a victory for him. My biggest question about this is, when did Robert Mueller turn into such a pussy? And I mean that because this guy is hard edged. Like if you looked at a picture of him, he looks like every like older cop from every gangster movie from, you know, the 50s and 60s. He looks like the kind of son of a bitch that you wouldn't want to cross. And everything that I've read about him is how tough he is and how like stands up to pressure and all that. Now you have a guy who absolutely refuses to give an answer on whether or not he would have indicted the president if he could have. He's a guy that refuses to give an answer on whether or not he thought the president had done things that he should have been.
Thought he did say.
He only said that his report did not exonerate the president and they couldn't find enough evidence to charge him with a crime. But they couldn't even if they wanted to, because per some stupid law, or not even a law, I don't think, protocol, a sitting president cannot be indicted.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But he did not in any way, despite the fact that it looks like he's pissed off about it, that there's smoke there, he would not say yes or no whether or not he thought Trump should be indicted. He wouldn't answer the question, even though that was his job, was to, you know, if the only rule is that you can indict him.
Well,
okay.
He did say specifically, like, he answered very specifically yes if he wasn't a president.
No, he clarified after.
What do you mean he clarified?
He clarified. He said that the question was worded poorly. He didn't mean that he would have indicted. He said that he could be indicted if the president wasn't a sitting president. So he wouldn't even answer that question. And what really pisses me off about it is you also have Donald Trump. Who are you having trouble there?
The goddamned Zubat. like, that's the second time for this Team Rocket thing in two attempts, because I've not played Pokemon Go much in the last while. Second goddamn time, this motherfucking Zubat is my bonus Pokemon for Team Rocket, mm-hmm. and the little goddamn thing
is like in the back of the screen, like the size of your pinky tip.
Yeah, he's way the fuck in the back of the screen, and like every time like the Pokeball's about to get him, he zips to the top of the goddamn screen. I even tried waiting for him to do a little zip move. He finally did, and then he just did it again immediately.
Yeah, outsmarted you.
He did. And I only get 5 attempts to catch the goddamn thing anyway.
It's nothing special.
So going back, like,
just going back to it, what really pisses me off about it is that you have Robert Mueller on television saying that he will not answer these questions. Meanwhile, you have Donald Trump literally saying what a failure he is, that he wasted everyone's time. Donald Trump is dragging Bob Mueller through the mud. And Bob Mueller won't fight back and won't open his mouth about it. James Comey did more. And this is infuriating because it's like, do they have dirt on Bob Mueller? Do they have like some kind of blackmail scheme going on with him? Why is he being such a coward?
All right, so I can't find the clarification here. All I keep seeing is Mueller says Trump could be charged with obstruction after he leaves office.
And I think, let me look it up real quick, because I think the point was, yes, he could be. But that doesn't mean that he would have.
Let me see here.
Because I think it was Ted Lieu.
I found something here a second ago. Hold on.
All right, you got to do it because my internet is so bad I can't even look stuff up. Okay, from CNN.com. Mueller walked back obstruction answer to avoid calling Trump a felon. Mueller clarifies comments on whether he would indict Trump. This think this is it. If it will load. That's the big thing.
See, indicting a sitting president would unconstitutionally undermine, here's the exchange below, the reason, again, that you did not indict Donald Trump is because of the OLC opinion stating that you cannot indict a sitting president. Correct. That is correct, Mueller replied. There's a bit of a stir over Mueller's initial response to Lieu, because it sounded like he was saying that he might have indicted Mr. Trump were it not for the fact that he is the president. This is the conclusion that did not appear in the special counsel's report or his prior public statement.
I'll find the clarification.
Because I'm on like the CBS page that says, did Mueller change his statement that Trump could be indicted after he leaves office?
Oh, here you go. Mueller later clarified, stating, as we say in the report and as I said at the opening, we did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime. And the Ted Lieu, I hope it's Lieu. If I'm mispronouncing that, I'm sorry. California Representative Ted Lieu said, I believe he fully understood my question. It was a logical extension of me getting him to establish the three elements of obstruction of justice were met, and I think that's what he actually believes. I think he may have walked it back because he understood that what that means is we got a felon in the White House, and that's what the hearings show today, that Donald Trump committed multiple acts of obstruction of justice. So the frustrating part about this is if everyone believes that and no one's jumping on it, the Democrats have been pulling this line for months now, saying we're going to indict him. Impeachment proceedings are starting soon, and they've done nothing. Absolutely nothing.
They've done nothing official because they can't. It won't get through the Senate. They have to make sure they have the Republican votes before they start. They have to make sure they have the Republican votes in the Senate before they start impeachment proceedings. Because if it fails, then that's it.
Then they need to stop running their mouth about how they're going to do it. Like, every time you see them, it's, and I swear I'm not making this up, they're always saying how they're going to start impeachment proceedings soon. This is the thing this time that will get the ball rolling on impeachment proceedings.
How about you just do it and stop talking?
If you believe the president committed a crime, you need to act on it. It should not be used as a political weapon.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they're there for, is to keep the country safe and to keep people honest. And they're not doing that. It's a political game. It's a game of chess. And right now, Republicans are winning. Despite the fact that President Trump is the worst president we've probably ever had. And I stand by that.
Agreed.
In modern history, for sure.
Certainly in modern, certainly in our era.
Definitely in our era.
Definitely in our era.
My first president was George Bush Sr. And all of the presidents that have followed then, I didn't like George Bush Jr., but I think George Bush Jr. was a better president than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
By far.
I'll agree with that.
I would also agree with that. And I know there's a lot of, there's probably a couple of people out there listening that are like, No, George Bush got, you know, started a war, got all these people killed, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well.
That's true. He wasn't a great president, but at least he was a competent president. He knew what the job was. Donald Trump is a joke, and I've tried.
The real problem is Donald Trump is a moron.
And the biggest problem is that he got a bunch of morons to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have tried to be, we've tried to keep our hands clean of, like, outright calling out Republicans, like supporters of Donald Trump, because we try to think, we put ourselves in their shoes. But I think that's out the window now. When you have a president who is legitimately attacking four American citizens, congresswomen, saying that they are unpatriotic, saying they hate America, like complete bullshit lies. And then you have his supporters chanting, send her back.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most vile and racist things I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose friends arguing about this, because I am at a point, I am actually sick of this. If you support that, if you legitimately support that, if you're okay with it, like, I don't want to know you. If you are okay living in an America where a president tells an American citizen, a congresswoman, and his people chant, send her back to her own country because she disagrees with the fucking president, I don't want to know you. I don't care if we're friends or family. I don't want to know you. Delete me. Get rid of me. I don't want to be that person being dramatic. But this is a whole new level of horse shit. And where is our country headed to if this is what we allow in our country?
Yeah, because we talked about it last week, too, on this show. Like, that whole send her back chant. Like, that was just so fucked up. Like, it was incredibly fucked up.
Yeah. Beyond repair. And President Trump walked it back. Then that day.
Oh, yeah. The next day.
Yeah.
The next day, he was like, well, you know, I was not for it. I tried talking quickly. I didn't like it. It wasn't okay. And then, like, if you actually watch the footage, and hilariously, at the beginning of the goddamned rally, Trump was like, the best thing about live TV is that they can't cut it. It's live. It's live. So, yeah.
Can't tell if it's Trump or Rocky Balboa.
Somewhere in between. My Trump is not good. But, yeah, no, it's...
At 13 seconds.
Yeah.
He soaked it in for 13 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the chant began to die down.
It died down on its own. Mm-hmm. He did not stop it. He waited till it was gone.
The chant died down, and he got back on the microphone. Like, he turned around.
Soaked it in.
Yeah, no.
Like a fucking rock star. And then he had the audacity to go on television in multiple interviews and say, I spoke pretty quickly. I knocked the chant down. And then, 2 days later, now he's talking about, he's completely reversed his decision on it, and he was talking about how the people that were chanting that were patriots. They're not patriots. They're scumbags.
They're racist
scumbags. And if you're listening to the show and you support that, you are a racist scumbag. Intolerance is not the same as innocence.
Maybe just look at your life choices, homie. If you agree with the send her back chant, maybe take a step back. Take a step back and really look at your life choices.
I never thought we would live in a country where send her back to an American citizen from another country who is serving Congress to make our country better, where people would chant that, and not only would it be a fringe small part of America that we can all laugh at and say, oh, they're scummy, but it's the president's followers, it's on live television, and he's defending it.
Yeah.
It's 2019.
What country are we living in at this point?
And I mean, like, Trump very much understands what he's doing, and, like, his campaign advisors, because I know he's not smart enough to come up with this plan.
No.
His campaign advisors are pretty brilliant in that, like, they know that the only way for them to really win this election is to rile up...
The hate mongers.
Yeah.
Fear mongering.
He has to rile up his fan base and make sure that he has enough of them behind him,
yeah,
to actually win on the win on election day, because there's not a... I said this that, you know, when he lost to Hillary, or when...
No, you had it right.
he technically beat Hillary. And I mean, I said this before that happened, that, like, there's no way this motherfucker's getting elected. We all said that.
We laughed about it.
There's no way the motherfucker's getting elected. But this time, like, I am confident there is no way this motherfucker's getting elected, because there's not a Hillary in office Hillary running. And a lot of people now understand, like, how devastating not going to the polls can be.
Yeah, exactly. The brown people are going to come out in droves, and good.
And then they're going to be stopped somehow, because
minorities are going to vote. Hopefully, minorities are going to vote in this next election like they've never voted before.
Yeah.
Bigger than Barack Obama, bigger than anything, and they're going to show what a mistake this was.
Because I really do think that that played a significant part in the last election, where the number of people that thought there's no way Trump is going to
Hillary's
win.
Got this in the bag.
Hillary's got this in the bag. I'm not going to bother going out to vote because it's a hassle.
Yeah.
And in fairness, in a lot of places, it is. Like, even in our county, like, we do not have, like, I think our county total is like 80,000 people or something like that. And even in our county, it's a bit of a pain.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine.
But look what happened.
No, yeah. Like, I can't imagine, though, trying to be, like, you know, in Atlanta trying to vote.
Yeah.
You know, or...
Well, because,
like,
there were stories about minorities having a difficult time voting. Like, not just having, oh, this sucks, but literally being told they can't vote at certain places. Like, it's bad. They were stacking the deck against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of places that have made it more difficult for, you know, new voters. Like, yeah. And a lot of the minorities end up being new voters. They just haven't voted before.
And when you've got a president that's perfectly okay with, like, crossing that line of racism and making it difficult for minorities, for gays, whatever, and you've got a Republican Senate that's backing him up that won't deviate from it. Look at the vote on whether or not to condemn his comments. Every Democrat voted yes. Only 4 Republicans voted yes. Allie, you were going to say something earlier. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
It's a slight change of subject, but...
No. No, damn it.
See what's happening in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Right
where
now?
Yes.
Where they are rallying against their president.
I think it's president of Puerto Rico, yeah.
And he has resigned.
He did.
Because of it. And this wasn't a violent rally. This was a peaceful protest, and this was all of the people demanding what they deserve.
Yeah, but the difference between that and this, I think, is that he didn't have a lot of people in Puerto Rico that was rallying on the other side. Whereas Donald Trump, if you marched on Donald Trump, he would have a gigantic defense force available within minutes. So many patriotic Americans would go out of their way to come out there and stop you from, like, taking them out of office. We have 3 million people threatening to storm Area 51 to find nothing. And you can't instead storm the White House and demand that this joke of a president be taken out of office.
Well, plus there's that whole shit of, like, you know, coincidentally, in the same place where the send her back chant happened, wasn't that where you had the Nazi protest and the counter protesters were hit by a car?
Oh, that was in North.
That was in Greenville, North Carolina,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
I don't know if it was the same place. I don't know.
That's where the Trump rally was Greenville, North Carolina.
You posted something in the group chat earlier today. I believe it was you. That was very funny. Where Trump?
Oh, goddamn, that was funny.
Someone pranked. Did you hear about him getting pranked?
No.
So he was speaking.
Find this logo.
He was speaking at this event, and they have the logo, the seal of the United States behind him. But someone had changed it to where the eagle had two heads, like in Russia, and instead of holding arrows, he was holding golf clubs.
It gets better.
And Trump had no idea.
Trump had no idea. He was speaking in front of this damn thing. It was an event put on by it was like a Republican student union or something, yeah, like that.
Apparently, yeah. Someone got fired. I say give that man a medal.
Right.
Seriously.
And he was standing in front of this logo that I'm trying to find it here because it's just brilliant. Like, that's the thing that the media caught on to, where the two heads and the golf clubs, because that was the most
obvious
thing.
That's what I saw, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the eagle's other claw, he's holding a bundle of cash. In the on the shield, the American shield, the stars are replaced by hammer and sickles.
Jeez.
And then in the Latin phrase above it changed to Spanish, and it says 45 is a puppet.
Oh. And it's in Spanish, so he's not gonna know what it says.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, he's like, oh, that's cool Latin.
this is the guy we're sacrificing our fucking morality for, is Donald Trump. What has he done for anybody?
Yeah, I found it.
I don't understand the cult-like power Donald Trump has over people. He offers nothing, and we follow him. I don't get it.
But, I'll go ahead and pass that around
class.
So you can kind of see it. Yeah, because in the higher quality version, you can definitely see, like, when I looked back at what was on the screen, it very much was this logo. The bundle of cash in the other hand, the hammer and sickles.
I've seen it. Yeah.
And then, yeah, 45 is a puppet.
All right. So let's cut it off there. Let's not rant about Donald Trump the entire show. I don't want to. I'm actually sickened by the state of our country right now.
Agreed.
And it used to be that if you said, I'm sick of the way the country is right now, it didn't mean you were a traitor. It means you wanted to make the country better. Imagine in the 50s and the 60s, if no one had said, hey, why are we treating black people this way? If the people that said that were called, you know, if they were like, I don't know what if they were ostracized, if they were pushed aside as like traitors to the country, and instead of making change that helped, we instead just doubled down on the terrible things we were already doing. Because that's what we're doing now. Uh-huh. It's like no one's calling out this injustice. They're just doubling down on it.
You just have the irony of like an entire group of supporters that went with Make America Great Again as their slogan.
And they're making it a shithole.
Well, someone that wants to make America great again is now being called a traitor.
Yeah, anybody that thinks that what is happening right now isn't great is not a patriot, and they can just leave the country. Like, it's the ridiculous double standard that is of like, well, we think America is great now, you don't, you are clearly a traitor.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we have a different opinion than yours, and you know, you just have a really shitty opinion.
And what made America so great that we had to change? Taking away women's rights?
Oh, what made America great was white men needed to be on top. And as a white man.
And we're white men. There was a time when I had to struggle with the term white privilege. I struggled with it. I hated it because it made me feel like everything that I've ever accomplished was only due to the fact that I was white. But
that's not what it means.
I mean, no,
Shannon knows that now.
Yeah. I've what? Shannon has learned. You can grow as a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that.
You can grow and change. Because it was over a course of several episodes. It was like, Shannon, please.
Yeah. You don't have to double down on when you're wrong. You could just go, I was wrong. And then we can all be better people.
Yeah.
But apparently some people don't want to do that. They want to cling to their old ways. The old way wasn't working.
Yeah, no.
The new way's not working either. Mm-mm. No way is working.
Because the new way is like doubling down on the old way. And it's bad.
I know retro's in again. But like,
I don't want to go that retro.
Yeah, this is the one case where retro should be out. Okay, that's enough about Donald Trump.
I feel like that's beyond retro. That's like going
dark ages.
I was trying to think of a more intelligent term, but yes.
Motherfucker of the week, and there's so many candidates we could talk about. I think we said before the show that Facebook is a definite candidate for motherfucker of the week because Facebook needs to explain to us personally what does and does not constitute a violation of their policies. Because there have been some things that we've reported that have not gotten the attention, despite the fact they are blatant violation of policies, racist, hateful things, amongst others, and they've done nothing.
Yeah, it's really, really shitty to the point where, so this came up. I'm not going to mention any names here, but a mutual friend of me and Shannon's posted something on Facebook from a page called The American Patriot, and it was some just vile, like, the post itself was just typical, like, Trump supporter, because I'm not going to say Republican, typical Trump supporter, like, mental gymnastic dumb fucking shit.
There's part of me that thinks you might as well say Republican at this point, because the Republicans that disagree are literally moving out of the Republican Party.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but at the same time, like, Trump now. For the few people that are still, you know, they do still claim that Republican title, you know, but they don't support Trump. I'm going to keep that going. So I'm just going to go with Trump supporter, like a typical Trump supporter website, you know, read racist,
right-wing extreme nut jobs.
Yeah, those kind of people. So they posted it was the typical, like, mental gymnastic bullshit. And then you go to their page, and it's just a bunch of vile, racist, sexist, homophobic bullshit, and outright, like, fake news shit. So, like, you have all that, so I report the page because it is just awful. Facebook lets me know, like, yeah, that wasn't against our guidelines. Sorry, chief. And then, they're like, you can
about that, fella.
Yeah, you're like, you can report individual posts if you want. I'm like, well, okay. So I went in there and I just went down like a line. I reported like 10 posts. So far, 4 of them have been removed. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, all right, so if I report 10 things, 4 of them so far, because I haven't gotten notice back on all of them, 4 of them have been removed. Like, so the page is still cool, though? You're still fine with that?
So if they have 12 things posted, I report all 12 things. All things, 12 things are taken down, but not the page. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
How did we miss this story out of Pennsylvania, Lindsay? And I blame you personally.
Okay, what
you got
story?
You got the fingers on the pulse of Pennsylvania.
No,
over
I
there.
Don't.
You heard about the school district that threatened the parents of these kids. Have you heard this story?
They could have their kids taken away if they don't pay their lunch debt.
Yeah.
I mean, the last stuff out of Pennsylvania I read was about the new roller coaster at Kennywoods.
No,
so.
This is much worse. This is the Wyoming Valley West School District issued a warning to parents saying that they threatened to put the children in foster care if their lunch money debts were not paid. So that was bad enough. That is fucking ridiculous as it is.
Yeah.
It gets dumber, though, because local businessmen offered to pay the debts off, and the school refused.
What?
They refused. They would
That's
not
free
take the money.
Money.
They would not take
free
the money.
Free money from caring citizens that want to make sure children are fed and educated.
What it sounds like is that this school is trying to weed out low-income families. Mm-hmm. They're trying to they're making America great again. This is the big push, right? Well, finally, the backlash was so strong against the school that they issued an apology yesterday for sending the letter out saying that the tone of the letter was off.
The tone of the letter was off?
The hell you say?
All right, I'll be honest with you. I was paying attention to something else. What did the letter say again?
The letter from this school.
You don't pay your kids back lunch money, we take your kids away from you.
Yeah, they literally said, we'll put the kids in foster care if you don't pay their lunch debts.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And the worst part about it, I don't know if you heard this part, but a local businessman offered to pay the lunch debts.
Yeah, no, I heard everything after that. I just missed the letter. And I was trying. I was hoping I could put it together from context, and I was having real bad luck. I was like, what's the debt?
What debt?
They issued their apology. They accepted the generous offer to pay off the lunch debts. Good for them. And they also said that they now qualify the community. They qualify for the community eligibility provision from the USDA Food and Nutrition Service Program.
Is this a private school?
It's gotta be the way that's making it sound.
Yeah. It's a middle school.
That doesn't mean anything.
Because I feel like public schools all have
they have free and reduced lunch programs.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
well, maybe that's what this program is that they're now part of, which they said now for the next 5 years, regardless of income, all students will receive free breakfast and lunch.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's not a standard thing.
The program allows the nation's highest poverty schools and districts to serve breakfast and lunch at no cost to enrolled students without collecting household applications. So it does not sound like this is a private school from the way that sounds.
Huh.
It's so weird that public school would.
Because that's one of those things. Well, maybe like it's because if it is a really low income area, maybe there's too many students that would qualify for the free or reduced lunches. Mm-hmm. They couldn't pay for it. That's a possibility, I guess. But I think when it's a public school, you get government funding straight up for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel better,
just squandering it.
If it makes you feel better, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to turn this to a completely political show. I swear to God. But did you hear that they eliminated the debt ceiling for America for the next year or two?
Why?
Because America was running out of money because of the defense programs and the wall and whatever else. So
pulled a It's a Future America's Problem.
Yes.
But Trump reduced the deficit.
No.
No, no.
He didn't. He doesn't do math very well.
Obama reduced the deficit. Obama got the deficit down lower than it's been in a long time. Under Trump, it has skyrocketed. Yep. And now
it's more than ever.
The country is flourishing.
Republicans and Democrats.
The economy is the best it's ever been.
I need to point this out. Republicans and Democrats came to an agreement to do this. This wasn't Trump just doing it. Democrats agreed to it. Republicans are actually one mad about this because most Republicans are very fiscal, or at least they try to be. So they're upset about this. The debt is going to skyrocket in the next year or two because America's running out of money. We're spending so much on defense.
Stupid shit.
Now the defense budget is blowing up. Huge. From what I read, I don't have exact numbers, so I don't want to quote wrong, but it went from like $22 billion to like $400 billion. It's ridiculous.
Jesus.
So you'd think they'd have some of that. If there's no debt, if we got daddy's credit card, let's put some of that money towards the kids.
Oh, no, they want the kids left dumb so that they can't think for themselves.
Well, at least feed them.
No, no. It's natural selection. We got to weed out the weak.
The ones that can't afford to put their lunches together.
Two more stories, and then three more. God damn, we got too much to talk about tonight. I want to touch
on... It's
okay,
there's only 10 on what I found, so we're fine.
My other nominee for Motherfucker of the Week, and it's a weird one because I both agree and disagree with this gentleman. I told Allie this story yesterday. You know Screen Junkies?
Yeah. Yes.
And Honest Trailers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that created Screen Junkies and Honest Trailers, his name's Andy Senior. I actually messaged him today for the story. He didn't get back to me yet. I think he probably will because he's reaching out to anybody to get his story out. And here's why. So about 2 years ago, Andy Senior, the creator of Screen Junkies, the creator of Honest Trailers, worked with Defy Media. He was accused right after Harvey Weinstein. He was the second person to be accused of sexual assault. A woman, I'm not even going to say her name, but a woman accused him of sexual assault, detailed all of these different things that he had done to her and when he had done them to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ruined his life. He got fired from his job. He was shamed in public. He ended up suing Defy Media, which is where he worked, for wrongful termination. And for 2 years, you heard nothing from him because this lawsuit was going on. Well, he just made a video the other day, now that the lawsuit is over, defending himself. And in the video has texts sent between him and this woman refuting everything she had said, where she said that he forced himself on her in a hotel during one of the Screen Junkies events and showed up at her hotel without warning and she had no idea what was going on. The texts that are Google verified that are proven to be true said that they agreed to meet there. They talked about how much fun they had. Like it's a lie. She lied. She lied and got him in trouble. And she said she did it because she was speaking up for the Me Too movement. That's bad.
We don't need that.
That's bad. Yeah,
it's real bad.
I mean, the whole point is truth, not lies to make it seem that way.
This is the problem when you automatically believe an accusation without... I mean, it's hard because sometimes there's no evidence. And it does happen.
It's very hard.
It's extremely hard.
People that make up stories to just hurt someone are awful and they should have a punishment, but it's really hard to make a punishment for someone when they make up a lie, because then you're setting a precedent that everyone that can't prove it to be true
is afraid
has
to speak up.
To also suffer that punishment.
I 100% agree.
You know, this is just a really unfortunate, like, this is not black and white, and we have to kind of take it by a case-by-case basis.
Like I said, nothing's black and white. Everything is a frustrating shade of gray.
It's so frustrating because why someone would do that other than to be vindictive, spiteful, whatever, but to ruin a man's life, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Like, everything about that is just awful. Like, you have damaged the movement. Like, you've needlessly fucked this motherfucker's life up.
Because, like Allie said, now the next person that doesn't have proof that wants to speak out
won't.
But here's...
Well, it depends on what happens to her. And like,
well, nothing's going to happen to her.
Yeah.
Here's what she did. And this is also frustrating. In light of his video, her only comment, her and her boyfriend, who both accused him of stuff... both said, we're not spending any more time or energy on this. We're moving on. Which is basically just the fuck.
Oops, no. Are bad.
Yeah. So here's where it turns, though. Because while I would normally say those two are the motherfuckers, he himself, and that's why I wanted to talk to him, because there were some things that he did that I grilled him on that I don't agree with. In his defense, where he's posting, it's one thing to post the text proving you're innocent, right?
Yeah.
One of her other accusations was that he took pictures of her when, against her will. He took pictures of her without her knowledge, against her will. And he had the proof of, no, she sent me these naked pictures of herself, and he showed them.
They
were blurred.
You dickhead.
They were blurred. But they were still blurred enough that you couldn't make out specific details, but you could clearly see what it was.
Yeah.
So he shows the pictures as proof that she did it. And not only that, but the whole thing has this creepy revenge porn feel to it. And I think it's one thing to defend yourself, but it's another thing to, like,
still throw that extra stuff
out.
Yeah,
like, you don't have to show these naked pictures of this girl. I get you want revenge. I was someone who was accused once of, if not sexual assault, of at least forcing myself on a woman. That was an accusation that I faced. This was before the Me Too movement. This was before it was, like, really popular and out there in the world. So not a lot of people know about it. And the person that accused me recanted very quickly when confronted, and she and I are friends now. We're friends. I messaged her the other day when I found out about this, and I said, remember when you accused me of assaulting you? And she said, well, it wasn't exactly that what I said, but yeah, I'm sorry. And she did it again. So, like, I know what it feels like to be in that position where an accusation can fuck you over. So I know what it feels like to want revenge. But, like, that's not cool.
No.
So everybody in this situation is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And until Andy Senor talks to me and explains to me why he felt it was okay or necessary to show these naked pictures of this girl, I'm going to keep that belief.
Yeah, no, he very much did it, like, for revenge. Like, there's no other reason to do it. Like,
because he could have said, I have the evidence. I'm not going to show it to you, but I have the evidence. But he showed it.
Yeah, because, like, I don't want to invade this girl's privacy, but, like, I have proof, just like these text messages, that it didn't happen.
Yeah, the texts were more than enough. They were.
Yeah.
They've more or less cleared him of everything that she said. Now, he's still a creep, because all these other people have, like, he was very much trying to flirt with his fans and get them to send him pictures. It's kind of like a pro Jared type scenario, but and he was cheating on his wife,
using his fame to get
which he has apologized for and said he absolutely did it and he's trying to own it. Cool, those are points. But then when you follow that up with, here are some naked pictures of the girl that accused me of these things.
Yeah.
I blurred him, and he said, I shit you not, because I'm trying to take the high road. He said it.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's, you can't really, like, and it's one of those things, like, yeah, it's, like, points for owning it, but you're still a scumbag for doing it.
You are.
Like, just because you admit to being a scumbag and that you're trying, like, we need proof that you're going to try to do better.
Yeah, I was like, just because you say, I'm trying to own that I did these awful things, doesn't mean that you're trying to
improve yourself.
Yeah.
It's I admit I did some awful things. I'm so sorry. Now here's some more awful things.
Right? Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I was kind of a scumbag. I still am too, but I was as well.
And I really want to support this guy, because I have been more so than anyone else on the show, and sometimes I've butted heads because of it. I don't like accusations without, I don't like blindly believing accusations. That's not a good way to go. But I understand that it's complicated. So it's a
case by case.
It's case by case, mm-hmm. And it's hard to talk about. But this is the exact reason people like me exist. And people like me that are worse, because you should see the I am the kind of person that I would go, okay, this was bad, this set everything back, but we should still believe people, because I like to believe in people, and a good person would not make accusations just to hurt somebody, right?
Yeah.
But you should see the comment section.
No, I don't want to see the comment
burying
section.
Burying this
either.
Woman, talking about her being this filthy whore and a degenerate, and she should burn in hell. The fact that she is going to get away with it with no repercussions, though, and what's he even said in a new video is that he contacted all these media outlets that had published stories about him when it happened without talking to him, with headlines of sexual assault, rapist, and all that stuff. He's contacted them to get them to run this story, clearing his name, and they've refused. They said, we've moved on past this story. How fucking terrible is that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I guess it's one of those things, like, at this point, like, I mean, it's a few years old. Like,
it's old news now.
Yeah, it's old news. And on top of that, like, yeah, I don't know. There's not really much that can be done to the woman. Like, he can sue her for defamation of character.
If he has the proof, especially.
Yeah, I mean, he has the proof. He absolutely can sue her.
But, like, what's he going to get from her?
Yeah.
That he doesn't probably, I mean.
Yeah, like, basically, the only thing, like, that's going to be the punishment. Like, that's the only punishment. Yeah, the only punishment that, like, can really be dished out to her is a lawsuit. Like, it's not, like,
to completely clear his name. Like, it doesn't, he might not get much, like, financially or something like that. But
other than just the satisfaction of really it being done
in the record
the
book,
only right. way yeah. because legally setting a precedent like that is dangerous.
Yes. And if more people know that they could be sued for making false accusations, not just false accusations, but provable false accusations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like in a defamation case, you have to have like very clear proof for it to work. Like you can't just take me to court because I said you were a motherfucker out in public.
There is proof of that, though.
You know, fair. it's different. Like, so that's really the only punishment that she could possibly receive for this. Mm-hmm. And if he wants, like, actual justice in the matter, like, that's what he has to do. But, yeah, no, I very much do not want, like, any sort of, like, you know, government or police or anything like that to get involved in this because, yeah, that's just going to do even more harm because that's going to be even more terrifying for anyone that already doesn't want to speak up. Yeah.
And he also said that I didn't do this to get revenge. I didn't do this because I wanted anyone to troll or anything. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Like, you're not getting a sick satisfaction out of knowing that they're probably going to harass this girl into oblivion.
No, yeah, because the internet, I love the internet, I do.
And yet we hate the internet at the same time.
There's a lot of parts of the internet that I really hate.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And a lot
Allie
of this.
Just shuddered, literally.
I really did.
She literally just shuddered.
And a lot of, especially the mob mentality, like the pitchforks are getting sharpened as we speak.
They are.
If
they haven't already been slung in this one. All right, so that's those stories. I got two more stories. Lindsay tagged me in this, and actually three. Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures just bought the Manson murder house, basically, where they killed Sharon Tate.
I didn't tag you in that.
No, that was just something Tanner. That's something Tanner mentioned to me, but I did see it. I just wanted to mention that because that's kind of funny. We'll talk about that on I Want to Believe in a couple weeks. Lindsay had something. Which is absolutely horrifying.
Uh-huh.
It was about, and I forget the name of it, I forget where it's at, but it was
It's in Arizona.
It's in Arizona, and it was one of those medical labs for like cadavers and stuff.
It was the if you donate your body to scientific research type place.
Yes. Well, they've had the lid sealed on this for years because of whatever reasons, but now the documents have come out about what they found. Do you know what they found when they went into this facility?
What did they find?
They found buckets full of male genitals. They found heads in a bucket. They found
just
arms.
Limbs.
I think I saw this article.
Body parts laying around.
Read it.
There was a man's torso.
Did you comment his name is Gore?
I did.
I saw it, but I didn't read it.
There was a body of a torso of a man nailed to a wall with a woman's head sewn onto it.
Yeah.
Yes, which they said it was just a joke.
It was just a joke. There was
That's
blood all over
psychopath.
The floors in the freezer. There was blood and other human liquids.
Yes,
just in the place. There was obvious proof that they had used like chainsaws and hacksaws to cut the bodies apart.
That's scientific.
Christ.
Yeah, it sounded like there was a sick part of me that's waiting for that live leak video because I kind of need to know. It's basically that part from Aqua Teen. Where Willie Nelson walks into
He's
his
like, oh, wait, hang on. I got him over here. Hey, guys. Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear God, no. So that's absolutely horrific, right?
Yeah.
Here's the last story, because we'll come back to that at some point whenever we hear more about it. And when we have pictures, we'll share.
God, Lindsay, no, we won't.
I don't know if you've heard about this one.
What one?
There is a petition
that
has gained steam and has a legitimate shot of passing.
Okay.
That will move Halloween to the last Saturday of October, no matter what day it is.
Well,
why?
Because it makes it easier to go trick or treating.
It's all. But the whole point of Halloween is it's All Hallows Eve, and then you go on to November.
Like, it has to, yeah. Like there's a reason for it.
And then you're going to have people celebrating the Day of the Dead before Halloween, and that's just going to be weird.
According to the CNN article, the petition was launched last year by the nonprofit Halloween and Costume Association, arguing that moving the date of Halloween will lead to a safer, longer, stress-free celebration.
I kind of get it because, like all of our other holidays, it's become more of a Hallmark holiday. Yeah. Than the actual reason it became a thing in the first place.
Right.
And so, whenever I remember being a kid, if, Halloween was on a night where I would have to deal with school.
Yeah, that's one of the arguments, yeah.
Like, I hated it.
I mean, trick-or-treating for us had to be done by, like, 9, 10 o'clock anyways. Like, it was, for like, from 7 to 9.
Well, but then I would sit up with my friends whenever.
Well, this is talking about how it makes it easier because you don't have to, it won't interfere with work or school schedules, like you were saying.
Yeah. It's safer. It won't interfere with work schedules unless you work retail.
That's true, because who gives a shit then?
Mm-hmm. But it's fast food.
It's safer because you can do it earlier in the day. You can do it in the morning.
Okay, this goes right back to when my stupid crap was. And no, because it's not fun at all to be like, oh, hey, it's the Saturday before Halloween. You're going to go trick-or-treating at noon when it's light out and it's not fun.
Christ. I knew I would get her agitated. Like, I knew I could. I knew this would be the story to do it, too.
Well, there's still some
mine
people...
happened because a girl was murdered.
That bitch.
There's
selfish brat.
Take still your kids trick-or-treating. Don't just let them run around like maniacs on their own.
And don't murder them.
Stop murdering children.
Stop murdering children!
There are places that still do, like, during daylight, like, on not Halloween. Like, this basically, to me, it doesn't make any sense because people already fucking celebrate Halloween basically whenever they want.
Yeah. Now!
Like, the last 2 weeks and the first week, the last 2 weeks of October and the first week of November are all fair game for Halloween celebrations.
No. October, as soon as October 1st starts, you are a frequenter of Gaming Grounds.
Halloween.
The horror movie
starts.
It can
be Halloween now. There's no other holidays that matter.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, October 1st is when I'm, like, officially in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah.
It's mostly because.
Mostly the cauldrons.
The families are prepared for trick-or-treaters typically on the day. They might get it a little early, and so the day before, if kids need to go, they might have candy. The day after, they might still have candy.
Well,
but
where we live at now, the rule is you come on October 31st.
Or you ain't getting candy.
If you come on October 30th and go, can I get some candy? I'll say, yep, the Rhodes is right down the street.
Rhodes is right down there, yeah.
They got some deals on some candy bars.
So
they always got some deals on some candy
Besides,
bars.
I just don't know how...
How are you going to look walking
how
out...
How this would
walking
legally
out in daylight.
Work.
How are you going to look walking out in daylight as a sexy nerd?
It's bad enough like when the mall changes when they're going to do trick-or-treating and then kids come in and it's candy's already gone. Like the year that you and I were both working at GameStop and they bumped trick-or-treating up like 2 hours and then people came when it normally was supposed to be and we were out of stuff. Like I was looking through like old pre-order bonuses to see if there was stuff I could give kids that wouldn't like that would make some sense.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treat. Hi kids, here's a lanyard.
I got some Tinkerbell Pez.
All right, that is all the stories that I got. That was fun.
I'm trying to find the one today.
Sorry, I know I've been on my phone for a minute. I've been trying to find.
It's all right, that stuff doesn't bother me.
So I remember seeing the clip about it. I thought you were going to talk about it because I thought it would get bigger, but now I'm not finding it.
It never existed.
It didn't happen.
It may not have existed, but
what
it was talking about.
You imagined it.
A Mexican teen died in one of the...
In the concentration camps.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what I'm calling them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, because that's what it
is. That's what they are.
Well, okay, so there's that story. There's also this story that CJ sent me. CJ, former cast member of the show, about an old, like, what was it? A 113-year-old bridge that collapsed because of the weight of a 40 train carrying 42 tons of... beans.
Oh no.
Those beans got revenge.
They're definitely thinking about those beans now.
Yep. There's we'll save it for next week. There's too much, Jesse. There's too much politics to talk about.
There's so much news happening
right now.
And does it even not matter?
And yet every single motherfucker is just talking about Area Goddamn 51.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, I also want to know what's in Area 51.
I liked my clickbait of what you will be arrested for. I was arrested for taking an alien out to force them to clean my house.
I was arrested for getting anywhere near the goddamn facility. That's what's going to happen. All right, Lindsay. Lindsay has a thing, and it sounds like fun. She's going to give a description of the movie.
It's a bad description of the movie.
She's going
to
give a bad description of the
movie. It is.
And we're going to guess what movie it is. Allie, you're out.
Why?
Because you're not going to get anything. Are these fairly easy movies? Are we talking? Because if you're doing like the Manchurian Candidate or something,
no,
I'm out.
From what I saw, they're all like mainstream as hell. All
right, Jurassic Park.
That's not okay.
Toy Story.
You just got answers one and two.
No, he didn't.
Sorry, it was four and five.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
A billionaire devotes his fortune to cosplay and beating up the mentally ill.
Iron Man.
Allie?
No.
Oh my God, Allie.
Really?
What? See,
mine was a joke, but it's really close.
No one give her the answer.
Is it Batman?
Yeah, yeah. It's Batman. Yes.
If you get that one wrong.
America invades a foreign land, kills local leadership, struggles to find exit strategy.
Oh.
Wait, repeat this?
Oh, American invades foreign land, kills local leadership, struggles to find exit strategy.
Jumanji?
No.
Huh.
That's a hard one.
Foreign land.
American invades foreign land.
Kills the leader.
And then has to leave.
Was that the...
How old of a movie is this?
It's old.
Oh.
Can you give me a hint?
No.
Your hint is American goes to foreign land.
I wanted to go watch it in the movie theater for an anniversary, but didn't.
Bedrooms and Boomsticks.
That's not the name of the movie. You're thinking of Bedknobs and Broomsticks. No, it's not that.
American goes to foreign land, kills the local leadership, and then tries to find an exit. I don't know.
It's been parodied in like everything.
Top Gun?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it?
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, shit. That makes sense. That makes sense.
When you say it,
yeah.
I guess I never thought of the Wicked Witch as the foreign leadership.
Right? The whole point is it's supposed to be badly described. So.
That first one was pretty easy.
Yeah. The first one was really easy.
Allie struggled.
Because I was distracted when you said Iron Man.
Because the joke is that Iron Man and Batman are the same person.
Yeah.
Okay. Woman abandons all her standards to win back horny teenager with greasy hair.
Grease?
Yes.
Every movie in the 80s?
A lot of people take the ice bucket challenge.
Was John Travolta a teenager?
It doesn't end well.
A lot of people take the what challenge?
The ice bucket challenge. It doesn't end well.
Titanic.
Yep.
Oh.
That's dark as shit.
In Greece, John Travolta was a teenager.
Like he actually was a teenager?
No. Well, he played a teenager.
Okay.
Played a teenager.
So it's the Beverly Hills 90210 thing.
Yes.
30-year-olds. Also, can we mention once again how ridiculous it was that Kate Winslet had that giant fucking door and Leo DiCaprio was just hanging on the edge? He could have very easily sat on the door.
He very much could have sat on the door with her.
Yes. Oh. A guy learns to love a girl without her Instagram filters.
Shallow Hal.
Huh?
Shallow Hal.
No.
Come on, that's Shallow Hal.
I mean...
Well, that's not the one
that's
listed here. No,
because that actually is with... Like, he only learns to love her because of the Instagram filters at that point. That's the opposite for Shallow Hal. Remember, he fell in love with her because she was super skinny, but then, like, fell in love with her personality.
Oh, that's right. It was the opposite. She was actually big, and then he saw her as skinny. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He was seeing everyone's inner beauty.
Right.
I forgot about that movie, to be honest.
It's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie, but...
But I enjoyed it.
Had Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, you're right, it did.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know what this one is.
Like,
falls in love without the Instagram filters.
Is this newer?
Think Fairy Tale.
Wicked Witch. Tangled. Frozen.
No.
Different
studio.
Anastasia.
Still different studio.
Up.
Up. I got nothing on this one.
Shrek.
Oh, fuck that fucking ogre. Hate that movie. Hate that series.
The first movie's pretty good.
That's going to be so obvious.
Right,
An old man pretends to be bedridden for years until he gets a chance at some free chocolate.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
They lived in the same bed.
They did.
For
years.
So I like this one.
All right.
Deadbeat dad tries to get his son to take over the family business.
Deadbeat dad tries to get his son to take over the family business. Tommy Boy?
No.
No, his dad.
No,
that's Brian
Dennehy. This is very poorly described. Like, you got think way out of the box.
Jurassic Park?
No.
Toy Story?
No.
Cocky Boys?
No. It was made in the 70s.
Oh, shit.
Star Wars.
Yes.
See, that's the only movie that was made in the 70s.
I mean, you're right.
It was like that and There's like a porn or two, but I think that was it. I get it. 70s. Deadbeat dad. Why deadbeat? Yeah. He thought his son was dead. That's not fair.
But, I mean, he also did try to kill them.
Poorly.
Okay, Shannon, I'm looking at you for this one.
Jurassic Park.
No. A Texas man with special needs struggles to provide food for his family.
Texas man with special
needs. Tombstone.
No.
Struggles to provide food.
Tombstone's not even in Texas.
No, it's not.
A special needs man.
It's your genre.
So it's horror.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yep. Was about to guess that.
Yeah, because there was something wrong with that boy.
Yeah, there was something wrong with that boy.
Okay. A series of naps.
Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Jurassic Park?
No.
Inception?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
I was like, where? Okay, it's a movie that pretty much is in dreams. Yep.
I don't want to read this one, but it's the last one. I'm going to do it. A love triangle between an 18-year-old gargoyle. Blah, gargoyle, no.
Gargoyle.
A love triangle between an 18-year-old girl, a 100-year-old guy, and a dog.
Twilight.
Yep.
Hey, you got one. And it was Twilight.
Because I'm pretty sure I've read that one before.
Oh, and coincidentally, that wraps up the show. All right, we're going to get out of here. We hope you guys had fun listening to the show. We had a lot of fun doing it. And anger and vitriol. That's my word of the day.
And we're a little sorry about the anger at the beginning.
No.
I think he's more about my anger over Halloween.
That was probably the angriest anybody got on the show. Honestly.
I found that to be much more pleasant than what I was angry about. Because I can't I can't stress enough that if you're okay with telling brown people go back where you're from just because they disagree with the way the country's going and they're citizens. No, I don't want to talk about it. Happy things. Happy things.
Yes.
Happy boys.
Twilight.
Cocky boys.
No.
All right, we're going to be back on Monday.
Yeah.
With Nerd Up.
That's what's going to happen on Monday. And I will not get wrapped up in the first part of it because Marvel Phase 4 really should have. We should have just gotten its own goddamn show.
It carried over into the Tuesday show.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Not a lot of it, but it did carry over quite a bit.
Yeah.
Really excited about some of those and really baffled by some of the other ones.
Yeah, but at this point, like, they have all of my trust. Like,
and money.
I'm going to see all these in theaters, and I'm sure I'm going to love them.
Like, you're
going to
see confident. Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
I know nothing about that one.
I know nothing about Shang-Chi.
I mean, Kung Fu Master, like
Iron Fist,
basically. But like, I mean, he's beaten Iron Fist in a fight more than a couple times.
What?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have. Well, it'll be an origin story. I don't need to do research.
Nope.
Or maybe they'll just skip the origin story, like with Spider-Man, and just like, yeah, you know,
well,
Shang-Chi.
But Spidey's been done so many times.
Well, the Ten Rings though has been like that's been teased since Iron Man 1.
Because the Mandarin Mandarin's the bad guy in this, isn't he?
Yeah,
the real Mandarin. One.
Okay.
Yeah, the Mandarin is the real Mandarin. Apparently, there was a clip that was released of the fake Mandarin in prison.
Yeah, in Iron Man 3, they had a, like, I don't know if it was a deleted scene or if it was a special thing, but where
I think it was a special thing from what I understand.
Where they told him that the real Mandarin wanted to see him.
Yeah. And it goes all the way back to, yeah, like, the people from the Ten Rings gang were holding up Tony Stark. Then, yeah, they, in Iron Man 2, they played a part. Iron Man 3, they played a big part-ish because they just kind of based, you know, their entire fake villain around it. So yeah, no, I'm excited about this. They've been dropping Easter eggs for the Ten Rings for a while.
Mazel tov.
Yeah,
everybody's happy.
I'm a big fan of kung fu movies, so I think this could be really, really cool.
Best kung fu movie of all time. That's a controversial topic.
My favorite, off the top of my head, I'm gonna say it may not be the best one, but my favorite one is Kung Fu Hustle.
That's a good one. My favorite is probably Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon because it was one of the first ones I ever saw in theater.
Oh, Kevin Shankelberg hates that movie.
Does he?
I fell asleep watching that movie.
It's a very peaceful movie.
I say that, like, Kevin, I don't think has forgiven me yet for taking him. So we went to see that movie because Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, it was, you know, pumped up.
It was a
big
thing.
Like,
yeah, big thing.
Huge thing. Neither of us knew that it was subtitled.
Oh, so you were that guy in my theater that literally bothered me.
I can't read that.
Yeah, he's like, I can't read that. And people are laughing. And I'm like, I wanted to get up and say, it's a fucking Chinese film, man. What did you expect?
No,
would you like to start with the Chinese?
I enjoyed the film. Kevin was pissed that it was subtitled.
Better than the dub.
Pretty sure we watched the dub, and I think that's why I fell asleep, because I couldn't watch and stuff not sync up right, and I'm just like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah, because dubbing over, like, live action is...
just weird.
Yeah.
Also, a really good kung fu movie, Dread.
Did you ever see The Raid?
I did, which is basically Dread with kung fu.
I was about to say, low-budget kung fu Dread.
Yeah, both great films.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great films. So this weekend, go watch Dread and The Raid. And Resurrection, starring Christopher Lambert. Because when we read that story about the body parts and stuff,
uh-huh.
It just reminded me of that movie. Very, very low-key movie. Not a lot of people know about it. Great movie if you can find it. Anyway, way off topic. We're leaving. We'll see you guys on Monday for Nerd Up. Have a great weekend. And check that stuff out. So until then, for myself, for Jesse, Allie, and Lindsay, you guys have a great weekend. Engage.